A lack of standards is undermining a push for better electronic health records, and the Department of Health and Human Services may have a role to play. Linda Cohn is director of healthcare issues at the Government Accountability Office. She's looking at how recent changes in EHR strategies might expose program issues the department can fix later on. Tell me what you looked at here in the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act requirements.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. GAO was mandated to look at the implementation of the Department of Health and Human Services program on electronic health records program, which is moving providers from paper records to electronic records. And one of the components of that program includes electronically exchanging health information, which means the ability of health providers, hospitals and doctors, to share and access health information with other providers, whether they're working down the hall, across town, in another state. So it means that providers have access to care regardless of where the services are delivered. And that's a really hard thing to make happen. When we did our work, we went to four different states. We talked to providers and other organizations to hear from the front line about what was the challenges of implementing these electronic health records to exchange health information. And the information we heard fell into four key areas: data standards, privacy issues, matching the right patient to the right record, and the cost of exchanging health information.
Let me dig into each one of those in turn, Linda. The standards issue is one that I've heard from just about everybody involved in the EHR issue from just about every angle. That was at the core of the DOD-VA EHR issue. My doctor has talked about the standards issue as far as trying to figure out what program and what formats that he should be using to be able to give my information to places that I authorize it to be given. Were you able to get a sense of why this has been such a tough nut for the providers to crack?
It is a tough nut for the providers to crack. What happens now is if you go to a doctor, maybe the doctor sends you to a specialist who maybe sends you to the hospital. Right now, whether the information exchanges or not is unknown. Maybe the information is faxed. Maybe the doctor gives you the information and says, why don't you carry this with you? Probably the information isn't exchanged at all. So there's some serious trade-offs there. The data standards we heard when we talked to providers, we heard them say that there's insufficient standards to support exchange, to support that sharing of information. So when a provider gets the information from another provider who's working in a different location, likely using a different electronic health record, it's very difficult for them to find the information they need quickly, the important information that can affect patient care. So, for example, the physician needs to know, what are you allergic to? Can they put their hands on that information quickly? So the analogy I use, it's sort of like having a smartphone, but you can only communicate with the people who have the exact same smartphone that you do. And that's a constraint. Data standards help in that way. There are some data standards out there. HHSM has some initiatives to update the standards. They updated them for the current year, for 2014. But we heard from providers there's still gaps in the standards. There's insufficient standards. There needs to be more of those standards developed if we're really going to accelerate health information exchange and the use of electronic health records.
What was your sense of the gaps that they talked about, and were they things that HHS has the autonomy to do something about, or are they the kinds of things that eventually the private sector is going to have to figure out on their own some kind of standard they can agree on?
Well, right now it is a public-private kind of initiative. So HHS does have some initiatives going. They are working with private sector. People are sitting around the table, but the pace is very, very slow. And one of the issues we found is that HHS does have a strategy. They issued it in August 2013. The strategy has some high-level principles, including things related to standards. But there are no specific actions. There's no milestones. There's no timelines for getting that, for getting those actions happen, to happen. So there's a recognition of the need for this to move forward. HHS has recognized the need to accelerate that pace. We noted that they still are lacking those specific actions and milestones to move, to move it forward at the pace it needs to happen.
Linda Cohn's director of healthcare issues at the Government Accountability Office. And you note in this report, Linda, that it's things that are missing that you just pointed out are basics that are laid out in the GIPR Modernization Act as, you know, here's how to do a government program right here, the things that you need, and those are the very things that you identified as lacking. Do you get a sense that HHS is on the road to producing those elements to give both you and the private sector healthcare providers some guidance and some comfort about how this is going to, how they're going to execute this?
We certainly made those recommendations that they needed to develop outcome measures, that they needed to develop specific actions and timelines and milestones to do that. And we believe that's very important because in the first 2 years of the program, almost $15 billion in incentive payments were paid out to providers for use of electronic health records. The entire program is estimated to run around $30 billion. And those are incentive payments that go to providers to encourage them to shift from paper to electronic health records. So helping move that system from paper to electronic records is a very significant endeavor. It's a complicated endeavor. Having specific actions, having milestones, is important for gauging the progress of the program and making sure it's on track.
And when you talk about the incentive payments, then to me that and write about them in the report, that seems to me to be the nitty gritty here, because if we've paid $15 billion and we're going to pay a total of $30 billion, but the providers that are picking these up don't have standards to exchange that information, one wonders what the incentive payments will do in the long run to improve the outcomes of healthcare if my one doctor can't communicate with my other doctor.
Exchange of information is critical to getting the benefits from electronic health records. Standards are part of the issue. There are other issues as well that need to be addressed. Standards are important, but it's not the entire issue. There are issues we heard about related to privacy, and the ability to share information with a provider who maybe works in another state. States have rules about privacy. They vary from state to state. So if you think of an area like Washington, D.C., where people may get care in the district, as well as Virginia, as well as Maryland, it's important that the privacy issues be resolved. There's other issues related to matching the right record to the right patient. That happened to me a couple years ago. I had to stop my feet to get heard. And you can imagine the risk to a provider if they are not absolutely positive that they have the right record for the right patient. So exchange is critical. There's some other issues as well that need to be addressed in addition to standards to help accelerate exchange. But this is still a work in progress. The outcome of it is not yet assured.
The last item that you mentioned was cost, Linda, and I wonder where that comes into play for the providers. Is it primarily for the smaller providers that have to, you know, employ some basic infrastructure but aren't able to scale that across a large patient or customer base? Or is there some other place where the cost problem comes into play?
I think the cost problem affects all providers. I think certainly small providers, rural providers may face some particular challenges, as you noted, in terms of scaling it up. But all providers face the issue in terms of the cost of acquiring an electronic health system that will satisfy the federal requirements. The incentive payments are an incentive payment. It doesn't cover the entire cost. It just helps the cost. And that's how that program is designed. But I think it affects all providers. There's a cost of acquiring the system, and then there are costs to update the system, and there are costs apparently that we heard about in terms of exchanging health information as well.
Linda, you mentioned the recommendation that you made about developing the milestones with specific timeframes that comports with some kind of a strategy that comports with the GIPR Modernization Act. Tell me about the other recommendation that you made, please.
We made recommendations for them to develop specific actions, to develop milestones and timelines. We talked about the department also needing to develop very specific outcome measures to know that the program is achieving its intended outcomes, which is to improve quality, efficiency, and patient safety.